What if everything you've been told about confidence is backwards? Picture a young Nelson Mandela pacing his cell on Robben Island, hands trembling, heart racing with fear. Now imagine him stepping out to address his captors with unwavering resolve. The difference wasn't that his fear disappeared, it was that he moved anyway. This paradox sits at the heart of a quiet revolution in how we understand confidence. From Olympic training facilities to Fortune 500 boardrooms, a counterintuitive truth is taking hold. Confidence isn't something you feel before you act, it's something you build by acting despite how you feel. We've inherited a fundamental confusion about what confidence actually means. The first definition, confidence as a feeling of certainty, dominates our cultural imagination. It's what we see in movie heroes and hear in motivational speeches. But there's an older, more powerful definition rooted in Latin, confidence as an act of trust or reliance. This isn't about feeling sure, it's about moving forward despite uncertainty. When you trust a surgeon to operate, you're not eliminating fear, you're acting alongside it. This reveals the first principle of genuine confidence: action comes first, feelings follow. Yet this simple truth collides with our mind's sophisticated resistance. It's too hard, it whispers. You're too busy. You'll fail anyway. These aren't character flaws. They're the predictable protests of a mind doing exactly what evolution designed it to do: keep you safe by keeping you still. Nobody lacks confidence in everything. You navigate familiar tasks effortlessly. Our confidence issues cluster around five patterns. Excessive expectations create impossible standards, like Dave, paralyzed from writing because every page must be perfect. Harsh self-judgment stems from minds evolved to criticize for survival. Claire avoids dating entirely, convinced she's unattractive while dismissing genuine praise. Preoccupation with fear transforms normal anxiety into consuming dread. Seb's initial sexual difficulties became an obsession, making intimacy impossible. Lack of experience creates a trap. Raj succeeds with one restaurant but fears expanding because he's never managed two. Lack of skill makes unrealistic confidence dangerous. Learning to bicycle at 43 means accepting wobbliness until practice builds competence. When stuck in the waiting place, waiting to feel confident or for the right time, it's because of fear, fusion with unhelpful thoughts, excessive goals, avoidance of discomfort, and remoteness from values. The antidote is dare: defusion from unhelpful thoughts, acceptance of discomfort, realistic goals, and embracing values. When goals overwhelm, temporarily pause while acquiring resources or scale down to fit what's available. Break overwhelming goals into smaller steps, like Joe Simpson, who survived by focusing on tiny, achievable steps rather than the impossible journey back to base camp. Your mind evolved to think negatively. Ancestors who scanned for danger survived. Even Martin Seligman, founder of positive psychology, admits his mind automatically generates pessimistic thoughts. A Zen parable illustrates this. When asked how to identify the greatest master, a monk replies that anyone claiming to have eliminated negative thoughts definitely isn't one. The human brain doesn't erase old neural pathways, it builds new ones on top. The key isn't eliminating negative thoughts, but changing your relationship with them. Thoughts become problematic only when we fuse with them, treating them as absolute truth rather than mental events. Diffusion techniques create distance, prefacing thoughts with "I'm having the thought that," singing them to silly tunes, or visualizing them as text on a screen. When you notice a thought, name the pattern, worrying again, to neutralize its grip. The thoughts don't disappear, but they lose their power to dictate your actions. You don't need certainty to take action, only acknowledgement that there's a possibility, even if tiny. The self-esteem industry promises confidence fixes everything, yet a 2003 American Psychological Association study revealed high self-esteem doesn't improve performance or likability. It correlates with egotism, narcissism, and defensiveness. Positive affirmations actually make people with low self-esteem feel worse. Michael Jordan said, I've failed over and over again in my life. That is why I succeed. Yet when we fail, our minds unleash brutal self-criticism. If beating yourself up worked, wouldn't you be perfect by now? Self-acceptance offers a different path, letting go of self-judgments while evaluating actions. Assess behavior through workability, whether it moves you toward meaningful living. I worried about the shot and missed versus I'm a lousy player. One evaluates behavior, the other attacks identity. At 19, Albert Ellis approached over 100 women at the New York Botanical Gardens, receiving zero positive responses. He considered this triumphant because he overcame his fear of rejection, realizing it was merely an unpleasant feeling that couldn't stop him from living boldly. The alternative to fearing our fear is expansion, opening up and accommodating unpleasant feelings. Like salt dissolved in a lake versus a cup, emotional pain has less impact when you create more psychological space for it. Confident people share a common trait: complete absorption in what they're doing. The real problem isn't negative thoughts during performance, it's disengaging because of them. Mindfulness, paying attention with openness and flexibility, helps you focus on what matters without changing what's happening internally. Mindful breathing trains this capacity. Sit comfortably, breathe slowly, and observe each sensation with curiosity. When thoughts hook you, gently acknowledge them and return to your breath. This isn't about achieving inner peace. It's about engaging fully in meaningful tasks while letting thoughts come and go. Research confirms that anxiety levels don't determine performance. Task-focused attention does. Most people respond through autopilot, letting emotions control actions, or avoidance, trying to escape discomfort. Avoiding fear makes it grow larger, creating the fear trap. Apply this spotlight of attention to whatever matters, creating art, giving speeches, or playing with children. At his trial, Nelson Mandela declared the values that sustained him through 27 years of imprisonment: democracy, freedom, equality, and cooperation. These weren't abstract ideals. They were fuel that powered him through establishing a legal firm for poor Black South Africans, organizing resistance, decades in prison, and eventually the presidency. While most self-development emphasizes goal setting, clarifying values first offers crucial advantages, inspiring persistence through difficulties, guiding goals toward what truly matters, and providing fulfillment regardless of external circumstances. Society defines success through achievements, fame, wealth, status, creating chronic frustration when goals remain distant and brief satisfaction when achieved. This goal-focused life traps us on the hedonic treadmill, where each accomplishment's satisfaction quickly fades. A radically different definition emerges. True success is living by your values, allowing for instant success in any moment, regardless of achievement. This doesn't mean abandoning goals, but shifting emphasis, getting passionate about the process while detaching from outcomes. Success becomes available now through alignment with your values rather than being perpetually postponed. True confidence isn't a feeling. It's acting on your values despite emotions. Peak performance happens in the zone. Focus sharpens, time dissolves, self-consciousness disappears, and skills flow naturally. Building this capacity involves three phases: preparation, training while connecting with self-development values, performance, task-focused attention, and reflection, assessing what worked. Five causes of low confidence have specific solutions. Unhook from excessive expectations, practice self-acceptance over harsh judgment, make room for fear instead of fighting it, step outside comfort zones for experience, and practice skills methodically. As Churchill said, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Courage, from the Latin word for heart, means acting on values despite fear. The gap between who we are and who we want to become isn't bridged by positive thinking. It's crossed through deliberate steps into discomfort.